The question was asked, when one wants to begin learning about Judaism, where's a good place for one to begin? So a good place to begin is usually, number one, in the months, the order of the year. There's a wonderful book called The Book of Our Heritage that goes in the order of the year, and it helps us understand what each holiday is, the background, the Midrashim, the Agadic texts, the Halachos. So that's a wonderful book. It's in Hebrew and English, The Book of Our Heritage. Another good thing to do is to familiarize oneself with Shabbat. Shabbat is perhaps the central experience in Judaism. And if one wants to experience Shabbat by just being a guest at other people's Shabbat table, so they're going to get one level of experience. But if one learns how to observe Shabbat themselves, including the meals, including not turning on a light, not answering cell phones, it's a very different experience. You actually get into what Shabbat is supposed to be like. A third direction one can develop is prayer. Now, prayer is tricky. Because in prayer, on the one hand, one can have the most meaningful moments of their life. On the other hand, prayer, tefillah, is, like the word denotes, tefillah means clarity. And it's very hard to attain clarity three times a day. It's very hard for a person to walk in, open up a siddur, and actually realize he's talking to his Creator, and make it meaningful three times a day. And so, my recommendation is, first of all, when a person's starting out, you shouldn't expect three times a day from himself. You should expect once a day. A person should begin by davening once a day. And that once a day, for some people who are chozer b'tshuva, they're very into their tefillah, and then they can daven for an hour and a half, and they're very excited, it's very good. And sometimes people are not so into it. And for them, it's good if they could have a meaningful 10 minutes. Where a person can say the blessings of Shema, Shema, and Shmona Esrei, and that's a whole world for them. And a person has to work their way up, even though ordinarily we say there are 613 mitzvot, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to keep, don't play games. But when a person is in the tshuva process, when a person is learning, so then a person can't expect of themselves to suddenly jump into it, because if you weren't born there, so it's much harder. One of the things we want to avoid is passing on our handicap to the next generation. A person will say, it's hard for me, but then his kids are going to get used to not going to shul. Meaning you have to be careful. Sometimes it's good even to send the kids alone and say, I'll catch up to you, don't wait for me. So that for them it's second nature, and if you can't stand being there that long, so show up late, read a book, do other things, but let them have the experience. Meaning a person sometimes cannot change themselves at a certain stage. But it's very unfair if a person's going to do that to their children. Let them grow up like everyone else. Let them grow up and have that beautiful experience. Now, in tefillah, a major component is song. A person should try and learn the tunes because it has much more meaning with the song. Tefillah is supposed to be in a shul, and a shul is called Mekom Rina, place of song. So the songs can and should be inspirational. If I could make 95% of the tefillah song and only 5% not, I would. Because I think the point here, as it says in Halacha, is not to cover the ground. The point is to connect, to have a meaningful connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's why I encourage, much to the charge of one of the Gabbaim, I encourage a lot of songs. And even in Ahava Rabbah, where we speak about Hashem, purify our hearts and help us connect to the Torah, so there's a song, a Sephardi song that goes with that. But that's fine. The fact that you stop, you go slower, you have a tune, so you're suddenly connecting to it. If you just read through the paragraph, it's very hard to connect. You might be able to connect the first year you're a chozer b'tshuva. What happens the second year? What happens when you already know what you're about to say, and it's harder? So there, the songs help. The songs. Person can also try to find inspirational moments. Even if the whole tefillah is not inspirational, sometimes if you can zone in for a minute or two, that's what my father used to tell us. He used to say, in the Kedusha, when they sing, You can have an inspirational moment. That's your moment of tefillah. You were in shul for 2 hours, but you grabbed 2 minutes where you connected. So that's your 2 minutes of tefillah. So that's also an important part of tefillah, to try and find those moments where you are inspired. So that's in terms of tefillah. So far what we covered is, we discussed, help me out, what are holidays, Sefer HaTodah, we discussed Shabbat, and now we discussed tefillah. There is another element that connects a person, and that is Torah. When a person can learn and understand and connect to the truth of the Torah, which is very different than what Western civilization portrays as Torah. It's not the Kabbalah that Madonna was learning. It's something else. There's truth in Torah. We have to be open to Torah talking to us. I guess not. So
that's our first question.
We'll get to the red strings in a second. The Torah a person should connect to includes reading the parasha. When we move along with the parasha through the year, we experience the Torah differently. It includes trying to cover Gemara. Talmud can connect a person to Torah differently than anything else. And it's important to try and cover ground in Talmud. Meaning if you can get into a learning schedule where you'll cover ground, you will find satisfaction in your learning much more than if you're going slowly. So that might take time. You should try to get there. It's a totally different level of connection. And we'll shift to one more point, which is also very, very important, and that is the idea of giving. Becoming a part of the community by giving. I tell the guys at Machon Meir, you want to become a part of the family. So what does that mean? I'll show up and I'll eat from your food. I'll leave and I'll say thank you.
Shalom.
Welcome. Shalom, shalom.
How are you?
Hello, how's it going?
You guys are showing up in the middle. We don't hold it against you, but...
We'll talk to all of you in a minute. Let's just finish.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I wouldn't know.